We are joined by Ryan Leslie of Sportsnet, who has all of a sudden you go from zero to 100. No hockey, nothing going on every single day. You're right into it. How's it feel to be back to work?
Good morning. It's good. It's weird, but it's good. It's great to be back in the rink. It is great to see the boys skating around again, and we're seeing some storylines, some okay performances, to be honest with you, given what we're looking at every day. And it's just, wrapping your head around what is the temporary, hopefully temporary, new norm. But yeah, it's good.
I was laughing yesterday when I saw, or 2 days ago, when I saw you and Francis doing your stand-up. It's like, at least you don't have to sit right beside each other on those stools anymore. Get a little elbows, get a little space. Like, back up, dude.
Yeah, the stools are not good for anybody, but it's just not a good look for me. But we keep a little distance, which I prefer when it comes to Francis. And we're sort of getting slowly back to normal.
Yeah, it works for all of us.
Distance him.
We sit here. You know what it's like. You have to put content together. We put content together. We did it for a pandemic, so we can certainly do it now. But it feels kind of flimsy to be talking for 4 hours about an inter-squad game, but that's what we're left with in some ways. What do you read in? What don't you read in? Derek Ryan returns yesterday to practice, centering Quine and Zarnik, Bennett between Lucic and Dubé. Now, that the Bennett line, we'll call it for now, looked very good in the first, not as dazzling in the second. If you had to wager, who's going to be centering that third line when the puck drops against Winnipeg in game one?
That's a great question. I thought we were still talking like candy or
thanks,
tips.
Ryan. That's high praise. Yeah, I appreciate it.
This is not
that,
where we should be going with Leslie. Come on now. We got to stick to the brackets and the analysis.
Still talking
of
all
candy.
Dressed. all dressed will center a line with Cheetos and Chip Nuts.
Yeah.
God, I know.
They come in a damn box.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I will pay whatever it takes for Jay to send me those so that I can have so much fun with them. The other day, I'm literally, in the house, and all of a sudden I hear outside, walking down the street with his headphones in, Michael Backlund is a two-way player. And if I can hear this, people are all peering out of their windows and through the blinds. Lou's back.
He is back.
And he's pretty excited about it too. Yeah, guy's pretty good. Yeah,
a little bit of juice, Rye.
Oh, guy's juiced.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to seeing eight play. I can tell you this much. and don't forget about the other guy either. Listen, I don't know the final answer, but I like seeing Sam Bennett there for now. I think everybody likes playoff Sam Bennett. But I bet it'll be Derek Ryan. I hope Sam Bennett takes this opportunity and runs with it and just knocks the teeth out of people and just makes a decision so hard for the coaching and management staff. And I'm sure he is going to make a great case for it. But there's just something about Derek Ryan with that. He's a pocket knife, if you will. He's just got so many, a Swiss Army knife. He's just got so many things that he can bring, and he's just very valuable. But I think both, when it's all said and done, are going to make a strong case for it. But Sam Bennett, yeah, you're right. It's still inter-squad game. It's still July. It's still getting yourself up to speed. But that first game was, not to make too much of it, but it was really enjoyable watching those three play. And Sam, in chatting with him yesterday, just he understands this time of year. And you, as a player who has to be better, and he knows he needs to be better, and I think that this is the type of perfect scenario for him to do so. I'm looking forward to him making a real strong case, and I hope he does. But I also know all that Derek Ryan brings to the table. So a long way around it. I think it'll be Derek Ryan, but I sure hope Sam Bennett continues on with this.
What do you feel? Obviously, they're going to be motivated. But after last year's five-game exit, there was a lot of fingers being pointed at the top line. Johnny, one assist in five games. Monahan and Lindholm, one goal, one assist each. That can't happen again, or it'll be a similar fate. How much do you think they've learned? Obviously, the pressure is not new for them. They've been the number one line of this team for a while now. I just wonder will they be better equipped to handle that pressure? Because this is going to be a big Winnipeg Jets team that they're facing.
Right, and very valid again, Dean. Well done.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, hard ones here this morning.
I apologize.
But honestly, they've learned it. It's still top of mind. I believe that, honestly. It's not that classic. You know, we forgot about last year. It's not that. Last year still very much sits in the mind of a lot of these players. And any of the conversations I've had, either on or off the record, they have not forgotten what happened last year. So they've learned, as you say. They've remembered. But we got to see them do it. Mm-hmm. And until they do it, there are legitimate questions. And understandable. I'm sure they're sick of it. I know Sean Monahan's sick of it. I know Mark Giordano's sick of it. I don't think Johnny Gaudreau's too happy about it either. But the reality is, as soon as this group, this core, and certainly, as you say, the top line takes another step, there will be questions. Can they do it? I don't know. I'm not so sure. But it won't be, as you say, through a lack of motivation or understanding the situation they're in. They've got to go out and do it. They may have to do it by committee. The top line may need some help sometimes. That top line has to get it done. They're big boys on the other side. They're skilled guys on this side. So I want to see when it gets hard, when it turns into that playoff season, do they have it? Because if you say they will, you have to look at what we've seen in the past. But you do have to believe that this group now has no more excuses. No more. And I'm sure they're quite aware of it. And I'm sure they internally feel it as individuals and as a line. So Elias Lindholm is pretty interesting to me to, you know, this time of year, or playoff time of year, what he can bring. That's a pretty good hockey player over there. And I want to see what he can do to help maybe springboard that line, because Johnny and Sean Monahan have played together a while, and now it's time to take another step, because they haven't done it, and it's time.
We know what the Jets are going to get done between the pipes. They're going to roll out the favorite to win the Vezina this year, probably as many as five times against the Flames. Who gives the Flames the best chance to win this series in net, and where? How do you see it playing out from today through to the exhibition game in Game 1 on August 1?
I think they're going to start David Rittich. And everything's, as we all know, fresh, starts even. I think they'll probably go to David Rittich. This is a goalie right now, and you wonder if he's a goalie that you can see in the future. But with Mike Smith last time around, now it's David Riddick's time, I think. And I think Cam Talbot is a really good 1A, 1B scenario. But I think you've got to have Hellebuyck have a couple of bad games. You've got to make life difficult for him, don't you? And then you better get something at your end. So I think David Rittich will get the start, but I wonder how long a leash that is. I wonder if it's Cam Talbot, who's in some great shape, you know, put the time in the off season with his goalie coach back in Southern Ontario. He installed a home gym. He's, you know, I saw him actually recently, and he's ripped. He's the guy you never have to worry about. And I think he's playing with a little extra juice and motivation as he needs a contract. So, yeah, I think it'll be Rittich. Who gives the best chance to your question? I think they're both going to be your scenario. You know, they're both going to have to be your solution. So I think it'll be Rittich, but we're all just spitballing at this point.
Yeah, no, and it... the other thing is, I don't know how the players feel about it. I would think at December they would have said, geez, like, Rittich's been our MVP, but you can't just ignore the second half that Cam Talbot's had. It was excellent.
No, you can't. But also,
and they played great in front of him.
Yeah, they sure did. No, totally. But it all starts over again now, doesn't it?
Forget about any momentum.
Forget about if Winnipeg was rolling or if they were cold. Or
sure.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it all starts now. And I don't think... Honestly, I don't think really it, when it comes to, as you say, the players feeling about, like, I think all they care about really is just who's playing well. They'll play well in front of anybody. They're loyal to both. They want who's going to give them the best chance to win. And they'd put that in any other position, too. If it's somebody else getting the job done, we'll ride that train. So I don't know if there's any, when it comes to the loyalty or who they prefer, I don't think there's any of that. I think it's just a matter of who is up and let's roll.
Final one for me, and then we'll let you chat with Bill. But it's not for the present in terms of phase four, but we have got to see a lot of the newcomer on the back end, Mackey, the highly recruited NCAA free agent. What do the Flames have in store next year? What are the things you're hearing around the organization about him, and how have you liked him here in phase three, even though he can't play in the play-in?
Do you know what? He's been really fun to watch. Again, this is a college, you know, young guy who comes in and doesn't have the pressure here in July and isn't, but man, I remember hearing about him a little while ago and talking to Craig Conroy, and then this summer, Connie was talking about this kid and just what a big fan he was. I was excited. I've only had eyes on him a couple of times here now, but he's a big frame. He's a kind of headsy player. He just kind of hasn't been fazed by where he's at. But really, I think the value here, guys, and not to make too much of it, the value here is just that he's familiarizing himself with the organization and how to be a pro and just being around it. I mean, it's really neat to see a player who feels no pressure and absolutely nothing on him just to go out and just play, because no doubt for a young guy, the mental aspect is got to be overwhelming at times. But he doesn't have to come in, jump in, do anything. But what a frame. I've liked what I've seen of him, which has not been a ton, but we've noticed him out there, to be honest with you. And he made a great pass yesterday on a goal to Lindholm. Just a smart, smart play. So we'll see what it translates to. But I know they're high on him. And so far from what we've seen in limited viewings, there's every reason to be. So they obviously think they've got something. I think everybody kind of cautions themselves about going too crazy on the college free agent signings, but and whether or not they pan out. But you got to take a crack at it.
Ryan, I'm curious. I know we had this conversation yesterday,
how much
is Brad Treliving being kept up right now by Yusuf Alamaki and the way he's looked in camp and that decision the organization faces about his status in the play-in round?
Isn't that a fun one to kind of bat around? Because if he makes a case, for me anyhow, I would be tempted if he makes a case to be thinking about using him. I don't see really the downside for myself, but there's a lot that goes into it. And, he's looked pretty solid. I'm still enjoying every time watching his outings. And there's another player who just looks imposing out there. Anybody who's seen video or who has been inside, the conversation about him, Will, is, as I'm sure you guys have had, it's been like, wow, this guy looks ready. And, I think Jeff Ward and company have, been pretty open about, he's checking some boxes. He's still got some things to do. But as it pertains to your question and Brad Treliving, I think he's going to have some sleepless nights on what to do with it. But he's no doubt got the plan in place, and we'll see if Yuso makes him veer off it and force that decision. I talked to him, and he kind of was telling me that, every now and then Yuso will just kind of look at him and smile and kind of nod like, hey, I'm going to make your life difficult. I am going to make you make a hard decision. He's got a quiet little way about him, confident, just a great personality about him, and just a fine young player. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a tough decision when it gets down to it. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he comes up with. But hopefully Yuso makes it so he forces his hand. We'll see.
And then the other one, we had an interesting discussion earlier this morning about Zach Rinaldo and a guy that, from the outside seems to be well-liked by his teammates. Every game he played in this year seemed to have a positive impact, whether it was just 6 or 8 minutes on the ice. I'm curious where you see Rinaldo fitting in with this forward group.
Ooh, yeah, this is a player who, has got some past to him, shall we say, and really has a lot of juice and is willing to go through a wall for his teammates. Does he get a ton of ice? No, but he's also learned a lot from some of the things he's done that have gotten him some trouble throughout his career. And talking to him last year and a little bit even, during the break, the pause rather, it's a guy who doesn't feel the need to put himself or his team necessarily back like he used to. And he's learned a lot. He's fired up. I think he knows he's earned an opportunity here. And when it comes to where they're going to use him, I would think that he's going to have a place here, and at least for this this playoff run, I should say. I think he's going to have an opportunity to go out. And don't you think that this has got to be one of his, this is why you have him this time of year? I mean, throughout the year, we didn't see him necessarily goon it up. We didn't see him necessarily put his team behind the eight ball. But I think now with that physical style, I think they may need to lean on guys like that a little bit more and maybe make some room for the Johnnies and the Monties. So I hope that he grinds away on a fourth line scenario and becomes an SOB to play against, because we all know the Flames could use that, especially against a bigger team. For me, Winnipeg's big. They're not imposing big. They're not scary. They're not mean, at least to me. And yeah. I think somebody like Zach Rinaldo may be able to see through that and maybe impose a little of his will and a little of that craziness as well. So hopefully that's what we see, and hopefully it works out for clearing up a little space and being effective.
And then, of course, most importantly, best question for last, what have you made of the refereeing in this intra-squad series?
Guy's a bum. Yeah. Craig Conroy, the Stripes. How great was that to see him twirling around out there? He's having fun. He's obviously heading up to the bubble. And, he's been doing a little bit of everything. Nothing like having the AGM as your referee. It's great hearing the boys just give it to him, too. So yeah. That's been a little lighthearted fun as well.
So are you
ripping.
Are you bubbling? What's your bubble situation?
There's talk of a bubble. I don't know about bubble, but I think there's a couple of tiers, and I might end up sliding into one of those tiers.
Really?
So there's talk of hosting some games up there. But,
big deal.
Really?
Everything's pretty fluid, so
we'll
see.
I feel like you have strong bubble potential.
Boy in the bubble.
Yeah. Bubble boy. I feel it.
You learn a lot about people, Dean, this type of year. Who's made of what?
Jesus.
Yeah? Guy needs a bubble. Yeah. Yeah, little bubble tea, excellent.
Bubble it's hockey.
Tea, it's bubbles. Come on, Nance. Let's get a bubble tea.
Thank you, sir. We'll catch up in a week or two.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Two-way
that's
guy.
Pretty good. Thanks, guys. Go Canada.
All right, pretty good. Go Canada. There's Ryan Leslie.